and K261EB, Lake Charles, 100.1 FM, and online at www.kaytfm.com. The heart and soul of Central Louisiana.
Precious love.
Yes, sir.
Is it precious?
Yes, sir.
You know what I found out? The more I deal with it, look like the better he gets. In my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. Lord, I'm tired. Because when I look back, I see where the devil have tried to stop me. But the Lord still brought me. He put stumbling blocks in my way. He tell me I'm making a mistake staying with the Lord. And I go to the Lord and I tell him, when my way grow free. Just Lord, just linger near when my life seems all most gone. I dare you to get sincere. Look up every now and then with a tear in your eye and tell the Lord, Father, 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 hear my cry. Lord, hear my call. Hold my hand. Just take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me on. You better look back and find out, did you make the right decision on whatever day it was? Because the time gonna come when you gonna show up, need somebody on your side. And if you're unsure, you ought to go to the Lord and tell him, when the darkness appears and the night draw near, when my day is past and gone. I don't know about you, but I've never been to Jordan River. And I don't know how it's gonna be down there. But I'm scared to take a chance going down there by myself. So every now and then I tell the Lord, get the river! Get the river! Get the river! Lord, here I stand! see, I was born twice in Mississippi. That first birth, my mother told me what day it was. But that second birth, she had to take my word for it. And you know, I don't know what you're doing here, man, but we had what you call old-fashioned covenant meeting. When everybody would get together and let the world know what they felt about the Lord. Sometimes you'd be on your way to church, hear one of those songs coming through the trees, and your feet get light, trying to get there before it was over with. And by the time you walk in the door, you hear old warrior say, if I don't wake up in the morning. Everything is all right. If I don't wake up in the morning, oh, everything is all right. And you know what? You be just walking down the road. And you meet one of them old warriors on the wayside. And you ask them what you got to say about the Lord. Maybe they couldn't talk loud. But if you get close enough to them, you'll hear them say, if I couldn't say a word, I'd wave my hand. If I I let my mind go back to that pride. And you hear me say, there's one thing I know. I may not know anything else, but I know I've been born again. Do you know it? One thing I know.
Let us elevate our right hand and receive this great preacher of God from the Bell Grove Baptist Church, Clarksdale, Mississippi, none other than the Reverend Willie Morganfield.
We do again praise God, from whom all blessings flow. We honor and respect the pastor at his absence, to the ministers that are here on the platform, to all of you, my father's children. It's still good to be alive.
Yes, sir.
I don't know whether you mean it or not, but you act like you're ready for service.
All right.
One thing for sure, we'll find out.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
All right.
We're going to ask you to read along with us or follow us from a very familiar passage of Scripture.
All right.
The gospel recorded by St. John, the third chapter, verse 16, which says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish.
Yes, sir.
But have everlasting life.
Yeah.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
Yeah.
That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We're going to talk tonight from the subject love in action.
All right. There you go. All right. That's good, Doc. I'm working on it.
Love in action.
Come on,
yeah.
That's a good one.
One writer said that love is what love does.
All right.
All right.
It's not what it says, but what it does.
Yeah.
All right, all right.
We can beat the world talking about how we love.
Yeah.
All right.
But we don't act love.
Yeah.
All right now.
Folks say they love the church, but they seem to support everything else more than they support the church.
Yes, sir.
There you go.
Whoever or whatever you love, you'll support it.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
That's right.
I did a little checking some time ago, and I find that folk love cigarettes.
All right.
More than they love the church.
Yes, sir.
All right,
preacher.
Some folks smoke a pack a day.
Yeah. All right.
At least $1.25 a pack.
Yeah. All right.
It adds up to $456.25 a year.
Yeah.
All right.
Blown away in the wind.
Yeah. All right.
Some folks smoke a dip snuff.
Yes. All right.
50-cent a box or a can. That's $26 a year dipping.
All right.
Some folk got dogs, cats, and birds.
Yes.
And they buy bird or dog food for 79 cents a can.
Right. Yes.
Eat a can a day at least, and that's $288.35 a year.
Yeah.
On dog food.
Yes.
All right.
We're not going to include the soda pop. 50 cents a cane.
Yeah,
all right now.
At least one a day. $182.50 a year on soda pop.
Yeah.
Candy and chewing gum, $50 a year. At least. And that adds up to $1,003, about 10 cents a year on nothing.
All right.
And most of us haven't paid $1,000 in church.
Amen.
Not only a year, but in 10 years. Now all of this, and we haven't paid no rent, no car note, haven't bought any food, no clothes, no insurance, no utility bills.
Yes, sir.
No social life.
All right.
$1,000 on nothing but junk.
All right.
And say we love the church.
All right.
Well, now, those folk you tell that when they see your record, they know you lying.
Yes, sir.
And you know you lying, too.
Yes.
All right.
But I wouldn't have the brazen audacity. To wear $250 suit of clothes.
All right. Come on.
An $80 dress.
Yeah. All right.
$75 hat.
All right.
$60 or more on shoes.
Yeah. All right.
Leave a $90,000 home.
Yeah.
Drive a $16,000 car.
Yeah. All right.
And come to God's house and leave $1 or less.
Come on,
right.
Come on here.
Yeah.
In the offering plate.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And yet we say we love the Lord.
Yeah.
I'd be ashamed to even tell anybody that I love a God as big as our God.
Yeah.
And wouldn't support his program any better than we do.
All right.
Well, the thing that disturbs me most is that if the dog, the
the cigarettes, the snuff, the cat, the birds, the house, the car, the dress, or the suit means so much to you. Why is it that when you get in a tight, you don't pray, suit? Have mercy on me. But instead, you go to the Lord, the same God that you have rejected and neglected, and ask for help. So that proves that you don't really love the Lord. You don't love the church. A man that gives Sally more money than he give his wife don't love his wife. A woman that refuses to fix her husband's food and fix it for John proves that she doesn't love her husband. I don't think a woman ought to have to go to another man to get food. I don't think a man ought to have to go to somebody else's house to get him a cake. If he lack cake, his wife ought to fix it for him. And I got news for you. If you don't fix it for him, Sally will be glad. Love in action. Love is a deep and tender feeling of affection for, or an attachment or devotion to, a person or persons. Love is a feeling of brotherhood and goodwill toward other people. Smith Bible Dictionary said love is created in the believer by the Holy Spirit.
There you go.
Love finds its expression in service to our fellow man. It's closely related to faith. For it said that a faith that does not manifest itself in love, both toward God and man, is dead and worthless. Love is the only emotion that's not natural. It's the only one that has to be learned. And it's the only one that matters. Now, most folk can only love in shabby and suspicious amounts. For when they speak of love, they mean receiving and not giving. Always want somebody to give you something.
Come on here.
But you don't want to give.
Yeah, all right. That's good.
Love is not jealousy.
Come on here.
Some folks say, well, Reverend, if you love, you got to be jealous. Well, jealousy is a sign of inadequacy. It's a sign of insufficiency.
Come on here.
When you catch a person jealous, it's a sign that he or she haven't done what they ought to do. And they're scared somebody else beating them.
Yes, sir.
Doing what they're supposed to do.
Come on here.
There was a man one time so jealous, and you know jealousy make you foolish. He was so jealous till he wouldn't let any grass grow in the front yard.
Come on here now.
When he get ready to leave home, he'd lock his wife up, back out the yard and sweep his tracks, and throw the broom back on the porch. But you see, he didn't have sense enough to know that another man could back out and sweep his tracks and throw the broom back on the porch. In the scripture, 1 John 4:8, love is presented as the very nature of God. For it says, he that loveth not knoweth not God. If you don't love, you don't know God. Love is the greatest of the Christian virtues. And it's essential to man's relation to both God and man.
Yeah. All right.
Also, love is a strong affection
yeah. mm-hmm.
that exists between two people of the opposite sex,
yes.
male and female.
All right.
Love is the heart and motivating power of Christianity.
All right.
It cannot be fully defined,
all right.
for love is better felt than explained.
Yeah.
All right.
It cannot be analyzed. For there's no point at which you can begin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love is by choice.
All right.
It will betray itself by giving.
Yeah.
Yes.
When you catch folk living together a long time and the wife go into the kitchen and cooking and singing, that means she want to fix that man's food.
Yeah.
She's happy fixing his food.
Yeah. All right.
But now if she gonna go in there and start throwing pots and pans and going on, when she get it ready and call me, I just say, I'm not hungry. Because I felt like she didn't want to fix it. In chapter 1 of this gospel, John describes the beginning of Jesus. And if you notice, John links Jesus up with the heavenly host. Matthew, Mark, and Luke link him up with the earthly host. But John said in the beginning, was the word. In chapter 2, he mentions the wedding feast and states that Jesus turned water into wine as his first miracle. Chapter 3 contains the conversation between Jesus and Nicodemus, the wise president. In the 16th verse of the same chapter, he speaks of his love for you and for me. Now, all Christians ought to be glad that God loves them. For when others try to kill our influence, God so loves. Shall he step right in just when we need him most. He loved us first. Before we were born, he thought of us. It was meditated in eternity, and he performed it in time. Now, we can see several things in this text. We see God. We see love. We see the world. We see the gift. The only begotten Son. We see that whosoever believeth should not perish. In other words, it's left up to us. If we believe, we can and will be saved. If we believe not, we shall be damned. Let's consider God. God is the giver. Love is the greatest attitude toward us. World is the greatest geographical scope. Gave only is the greatest sacrifice. Whosoever is the greatest invitation. Believing is the simplest truth. Everlasting is the immeasurable duration. So love. The love that reaches beyond mother's love. Beyond father's love, sister or brother's love, beyond the love of husband or wife. We are not able to define this little word, so. Just think of how you feel when you say, I'm so tired, I'm so sick, I'm so hungry, I'm so thirsty. And still, it does not describe what it means when it says, God, so love. It's only two letters, but they are so far reaching. And I'm sure this is what John was trying to convey. He was saying in essence that God's love is so deep, it's so wide, so high, so pure, so definite, so plain, so righteous, so liberal, so unchanging, so holy, so true, so divine, so near us, so cleansing, so much feeling, and so much power. Now, there are many kinds of love, but no love like God's love. There's love of a citizen for his country. There's love of a graduate for his school. There's love of a sailor for the sea. There's a love of an astronomer for the stars.
Yes. Yeah.
There's a love of a farmer for the farm.
Yes.
Love of a dreamer for adventure.
Yes, sir.
There's a love of a scientist for the truth.
Yes.
Love of a poet for beauty.
Yes, sir.
There's a love of a father for a son.
Yes.
But in John 15:13,
yes,
we find greater love.
Yes.
I have no man than this. That a man lay down his life for his friend. None of these earthly loves are essential to salvation. Let's see now if we can define the kind of love that God has, the kind of love that he keeps in action. This kind of love seems to defile definition. The reason I say that is because I checked the record. And I found out that mathematicians can't figure it out. Psychologists can't reason it out. Geography can't locate its depth. History can't date its origin. Geometry can't measure its height. The artist can't take its picture. Physicians can't diagnose it. Architects can't blueprint it. The sculptors can't chisel it. Carpenters can't lay its foundation. The bankers with all of their money can't buy it. The law can't segregate it. Uncle Sam can't ration it. The electricians can't improve its light. The masterminds can't understand it. The critics can't deny it. The poor can't desert it. The politicians can't vote it out of the hearts of the Christian. Organizations can't organize it out of the mind of the saints. The scientists can't bomb it out of existence. The fire can't burn it up. Swords can't pierce it. Water can't drown it. The lions couldn't eat it up. Enemies can't quiet it down. And the devil can't stop its progress. For if you allow me to use a little slang along the way, I tell you that God's love is like Bayer aspens. It works wonders. His love is like scope. It make you feel fresh. His love is like Ford. It's got a better idea. His love is like Dial soap. It give you around the clock protection. His love is like Pan America. It makes it going great. His love is like Coca-Cola. It's the real thing. It's like Hallmark cards. He cared enough to send the very best. His love is like a burning fire deep down in my soul. His love give food for the hungry, water for the thirsty. Put clothes on your back and shoes on your feet. God's love is an obvious fact. You can see it dramatized a million times in the realm of nature. His love is legally written on the front page of history. His love guarantees the continuation of history. You see, man's love will go with you to the grave, but God's love is eternal. For John 3:15 said, they that believe in him have eternal life. His love is seen in every event of both ancient and modern history. His love is the only unbreakable cable between heaven and earth. It's the sunshine which saves you from the gloom of despair. God's love is the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. He loved me. Yes, he loved me. Well, how do you know he loved me? Oh, this morning he taught me with a thing of love. He woke me up after watching over me all night. And before I close, I'd like to tell you, if you value God's love, if God's love is true, let's use it. If it's just,
Let's choose. If God's love is beauty, let us wear. If it's wealth, let's share. If it's a lesson, let's learn it. If it's a name, let's earn it. If it's a race, let's run it. If it's a friend, don't shun it. If it's a bell, let's ring it. If it's advice, let's heed it. If it's life, let's live it. If it's help, let's give it. If it's joy, let's show it. If you got it, the world ought to know it. Oh, I know he loved me. He proved his love when he had his father to give him a 9-month cherry. Made Bethlehem his destination. He no doubt said to his father, if you let me stay in the world 33 years, I'll go to the temple and get the attention of the doctors and lawyers. I'll go to the Jordan River and stay there long enough to be baptized by John the Baptist. I'll go to the wilderness. I'll fast for 40 days and nights. And then I'll turn around and whip the devil on an empty stomach. I'll get me a construction crew. I'll train them myself. I'll teach them how to love. I'll teach them how to be brotherly. I'll let them take me to the cross. I'll let them nail my hand. I'll let them ribbon my feet. I'll let them spear me in the side. I'll let them put a crown of thorns on my head. I'll stay in the grave all night Friday night. All day Saturday. All night Saturday night.
Up there beyond the sky. It's It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me, don't. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother. And I say, brother, help me, please.
More money? My name is Catrice Mason. I will help you remove any inaccurate, erroneous, and obsolete information from your credit file, including foreclosures, student loans, judgments, late payments, repossessions, bankruptcies, tax liens, charge-offs. It doesn't matter what the item may be, it can be removed. You can also build your credit by paying your rent on time. I'm also looking for like-minded entrepreneurs who are interested in earning additional income. You have the opportunity to be your own boss, make residual income, get paid weekly, make your own hours, and you can work from anywhere. You will help people to reach their financial goals while reaching your own. Change your financial situation and leave a legacy for your family today. Patrice Mason, 318-730-8441. Again, that number is 318-730-8441. Your credit does matter. It is not an option. It is a priority.
Your Credit Matters is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM. KAYT KQJOFM,
your number one music station.
These are the hits.
An altar built, a table spread, a tree that grew, a life was spared between two thorns. Justice was placed, blood for the world. Amazing grace, oh how I'm drawn to the cross alone, the place where mercy set my tone, the place where my sins met their end. Everything changed there, the cross alone, new life begins there, the cross alone. Rugged piece of justice took a carpenter, a Christ that would give up his life in exchange for a world so lost to claim his name. Sing.
Oh, how I'm drawn to
the cross alone. Eternity, where the love of God made humanity.
haven't seen the light. Met all their wrongs there and made them right. Propitiation for perfect love. That's still yet room there. Will there be one?
Hey, what's up? This is Michael Tate with the story of a Jesus freak who was ready for the worst. Pastor Lee knew he was being watched by the Chinese Public Security Bureau. He knew the risk of preaching at the house church, as he did every Tuesday. Pastor Lee had been arrested many times and beaten to the point where he vomited blood. Once he was beaten with his own Bible. He also knew Chinese citizens can be sent to labor camps for up to 3 years without a trial. So he was ready. He even had a bag packed with a blanket and extra clothing. Still, he preached that night without fear. Sure enough, armed officers burst through the doors and arrested him. Lee was ready. Are you?
For more on the Voice of the Martyrs, go online to persecution.com.
Boyce Community Funeral Home, owned by Reverend Herbert Green, is dedicated to providing high-quality funeral services. Our professional and friendly staff believes in offering unpressured decision-making, allowing arrangements to be made in the privacy of your own home. We also offer our clients a complete church facility with repast accommodations located in Pineville, Louisiana. Boyce Community Funeral Home offers pre-arranged funeral services and accepts all life and burial insurance policies and can pre-arrange your funeral service using your present insurance policy. We also supply in and out-of-state shipping. Boyce Community Funeral Home gives you and your family peace of mind today for tomorrow, offering compassion, comfort, and trust. We are located at 704 Longford Street in Boyce, Louisiana. Our phone number is 318-793-5125 or 318-613-8659. The website is www.boycecommunityfuneralhome.com. We are here when you need us. Boyce Community Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
Fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Check their fruit. Just as we identify a tree by its fruit, identify people by the things that they do. See, looks can be deceiving. And talk is cheap. If you want to know the truth, you have to check their fruit. Talking about love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Self-control. You better check their fruit. Oh, I'm talking about love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. We identify a tree by its fruit.
We should
identify people by the things that they do.
Looks can be deceiving.
Looks can be deceiving. Oh, oh. Talk is cheap.
Galatians 5:22. You better
check their fruit.
Oh, I'm talking about love.
Love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness,
gentleness.
Self-control.
You better check
their fruit.
Listen up. Just because he goes to church
faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
You better check there.
I'm talking about the fruit of the Spirit,
joy,
peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
You better check there, check.
Still has the ability to shine. And although the moon lights up the night, sometimes it likes to hang out in the sunshine. And although green grass sometimes turns brown, it's refreshed when raindrops come falling down. Creation starts and then it's renewed by a single touch from you.
Always next. Oh.
Kelly's Sitting Services is a personal care attendant agency. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for the past 25 years. We are locally owned and locally operated. We would like to thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion through our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you. Kelly's is an equal opportunity employer. You can reach us 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784 or our website located at kellyservicehouston.com. Another proud sponsor of KAYT.
You are listening to KAYT-FM, Gina, Alexandria, 88.1, K255-BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9 FM, K223-BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5 FM, KQJO, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, 99.3 FM, and K261EB, Lake